Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Kuvzain. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudzain on the base, the sixth line, Tani Tumas Masa. Tani Tumas Masa Shal Demai, Shechazel Mekayma Medamas, Shalabi Mekayma Eina Medamas, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, I should say. The Brisa from Rabbi Eliezer teaches, Tumas Masa of Demai that fell back into the wheat in the place from where they came, it makes it Meduma, means a mixture of more than one part Tuma to 100 parts non-Tuma that may not be eaten by non-Kahanim. If it didn't fall into its place, meaning that it fell into other fruit, it doesn't make meduma. That's a change gisa. The Chachamim say that whether it fell into its place or into another place, it makes meduma. Rabbi Shimon says, whether it fell into its place or whether it didn't fall into its place, it doesn't make meduma. Rabbun Bachia, by Kaima Bizeira, Mandama Medamas, Medamas, Roshaina Medamas, Eina Medamas, Nicha. Rabbun Bachia asked a question to Bzeira. Both the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon are logical as they don't differentiate between whether it fell into its place or another place. But according to a blazer that we saw, why if it fell into its place does it make Meduma, and into another place it does not make Meduma? Al Rabbi Chagai Amrin Bedinhu Meima Moshe d'ana ama taima hu ama Moshe d'ana ama taima. Mandama medamas shi metaris es hashiraim la'achila. Mandama in medamas shi in metaris hashiraim la'achila. Now, just as they were discussing this Rabbi Ben's question, Rabbi Chagai entered the Beis Medrash. They said, certainly, when Rabbi Chagai will be asked this question, he will respond by saying, "I swear by Moshe that this is the reason," and that's actually what happened. That is what he said. Why does it make Meduma in its place? Because if it would fall back to the same place and become permitted, people would question the purpose of having separated originally in order to permit the remainders. But when it falls into different fruits, people wouldn't have this question. Hoy Rabbi La, Kahadot, Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi La ruled like this teaching of Rabbi Chagai. Am Rabbi Zeira, Asa Uvda Koimed Rabbi Chanina, Bahiru Kub Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Zeira says that such a case came before Rabbi Chanina, and he ruled like Kub Shimon Shazuri that we learned earlier. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Yonasan in alacha Rav Shimon Shazuri yes mikan haya Rav Shimon Shazuri oimer hefrish tumas maaseh v'nisufu ha-peiros harei zeh sha'alai v'eichel ha-piv. I should say Rav Acha quoting Rabbi Yonasan said that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon Shazuri not only if it fell in its place but even Rav Shimon Shazuri says that if he separated tumas maaseh and the remaining fruits became burnt he may ask the seller and rely on his answer to eat the tumas maaseh. Lo badar am Rav Zeira. When Rav Zeira said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, he was only speaking about his ruling in the Mishnah, but not this case of the fruits burning. Asa uvda kamei to Rabbi Chanina, v'hoi Rav Shimon Shazuri. A case came before Rabbi Chanina, and he ruled like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Am Rabbi Avin, loydamia hahi she'ilta lahi kadmaisa, taman loy begain de choshulich, ela begain de baznisan, minach etmol, Chitin v'chamis uchlasin alach v'amis dilma d'an shisei metakne metaknin havin b'am hacha v'gein de chashadtich v'takintin v'iskarian matkinin havin. Rabban says that the first case of the Mishnah with asking a seller on Shabbos and relying on him to eat is unlike the second case that if the trumas mice are mixed back in even during the week Rav Shimon Shazuri said that he can ask the seller and rely on him to eat. When he asked in the first case it isn't because he's accusing him of being someone who doesn't tithe. Rather, he asked him in an indirect manner, saying, I saw that you were selling wheat to many people, and I was concerned that you forgot to tithe. And if the seller answered that they are tithe, he could rely on this. But in the second case, he suspects the seller and asks him directly if he tithe, and the seller answered that he had. Can you rely on this? Maybe he's lying, and this is why Rabbi Acha ruled against Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Shmuel Bered, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Amar, Tani, Ba'akapara, Cain, Emes Adimur Alav, Vehu Amar, Emes. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi Rabbun, said that Ba'akapara also ruled like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that he may rely on the word of the seller when the Tumas Maisa fell back in, because the fear of the prohibition of eating Meduma is upon him, and he will tell the truth. And we come to the next Mishnah. Hamadeth Chaveru Sheoichel Etzai Vehu Eina Ma'aminoi Alamasus, Oichel Emoi B'Shabbos Arishoina, Afapi She'eina Ne'eman Alamasus, Uvevat She'emeloi Mu'usawin Hein, Uveshavath Shniya, Afapi She'hu Noidem Emenu, Hanaya Lo Yoichel Ad She'yaseh. If a man imposed a vow on his friend to eat with him, and the friend doesn't trust him with a maaseh, he may eat with him the first Shabbos after his marriage, as long as the host told him that it was tithed. And on the second Shabbos, even though there's a vow imposed on him if he doesn't eat with him, the friend still may not eat with him unless he himself tithes. And the Gemara says, "Bianai, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'Shabbos Shol, putkamia, hitiru mepnei eva." As we learned earlier, Rabbi Anai, Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that they permitted relying on the host during the Shabbos Sherebochas, which is the first Shabbos of the marriage, in order to avoid animosity. Amavi Avun Kani Tiu Tevalim Meshum Darkei Shonu. Avun says, here they permitted rabbinic tevel for the sake of peace. Rechanina Amar Rabbi Yomia, boy, im ibnei Darkei Shonu lamli bovad shi emelai muusorinim. The question is, Rechanina asked Rabbi Yomia that if it's for the sake of peace, why must the host say that it's been tithed? Another question is, if he was invited for that first Shabbos but he didn't come, on the second Shabbos may he eat as if it's the first Shabbos? And the Gemara doesn't answer these two questions. Rav Chista said that from this, that the Gemara didn't permit the second Shabbos, we learn that it's prohibited for a chaver to eat from a meal unless it's a Suda's mitzvah.